the biggest part of your team show again?
Yeah, definitely. Also, it's a great point for us. but delighted in some aspects, but obviously we know we can do better in other aspects. We could have kept the ball and passed the ball better, because we have done that. We've probably passed the ball better against them away from home, sort of picked up nothing. But the day we did, we fought, we scrapped for everything, and teams find it hard coming here, and we're delighted with getting the point.
I thought you found it a wee bit tough in that first 20 minutes, but you hung on in there, and a fantastic goal to level it up.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Josh was out of the team last week, came back in this week, and obviously he's some strike. I've never seen him win one of them for a year and a half at training, and he's never hit one of them, but he probably never will again. But no, it was a great strike. Josh came back in and he did well along with the rest of the guys. But we did first 15-20 minutes, it was a bit of a biting your fingernails watching it at the start. But no, it was overall, again, maybe surprise people this season, but probably the only people who have not surprised is myself. And if we keep sort of that side of the game, if we've got that on top of the better passing and better quality, then when it comes to creating things, then we'll do well.
You were under pressure for long spells in the second half, but to be fair, your defence didn't really get cut open. You were restricting Dunfermline to the shots for the edge of the box. You must have been really pleased with how they played.
Yeah, I mean, it was brilliant to see that, and that's probably one of the aspects we've had getting away back for last season as well, being hard to beat and defending strong for the front as a unit, and they did that, every man, and the boys that came on as well. So it's what we sort of came to expect. Again, just disappointed the goal you lose. It's a free header for a set piece, which we thought we'd get over that. We'd been through a wee phase at the start of the season, but they sort of dusted themselves up down, and showed a bit of character to come back in with the goal.
Have you got a lot of tired boys in that dressing room?
Yeah, definitely. There will be. I mean, we've got a game now Tuesday, so again, we'll probably like to use the squad come Tuesday against Cowdenbeath, and it's a wee chance for us to sort of climb the table again.
You're obviously still in the top four. I mean, people pick up the Sunday papers every week and continue to be surprised. Is that a surprise to you?
Nah, I mean, we're just worried about ourselves, and whatever happens with everybody else happens, and as long as we're getting the performances and the what we're looking for the boys and the players, then we'll be happy. But I mean, if we get ourselves in that position later on in the season, then so be it. But right now, again, it's just all about picking up points and fighting and scrapping for everything.
A cracking save from Sean Murdoch to keep you out.
Yeah, I mean, I've come on and done well. He's done well for his whole season. And again, good wee bit of skill, got the ball and a great strike, and Sean saved it. Another day might have went in. But we know we've got these guys like Ali, Paul Willis, Josh that can go and strike a ball and sort of cause teams problems creating and scoring. So, yep, all good. No.